Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in construction, real estate, and development? We pull back the curtain on the new home construction industry, the real estate market, and the trends shaping it all. Discover the stories, insights, and expertise behind the process of building a new home. Join us for Trust the Process podcast, and let's build something great together. Welcome back to Trust the Process podcast, where we break into all things real estate, new home construction, and everything in between. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that I'm really excited about. I'm excited to talk about migration. Who's moving where across the country? I feel like this is a topic that really affects the national housing market as a whole. And so one that's interesting, not only to see what's happening, why are people moving, some of the jobs that are created in areas that are really growing, and sort of how it will affect us specifically. So I'm excited on this one.
Me too. This one,
the U-Haul releases every year at the end of the year, kind of a recap. And so I subscribe to that. So I've already looked at the numbers. I know what happened in 2024 as relative to what happened in the years prior. So curious about your take on it and what we can learn from that. So bring us all of your insights. Our resident expert, Michael, going to dive us into this topic.
Wow. I don't have any history references in this, although we could talk about other diasporas of people have moved. Okay, we're not going to get into that. Trust the history process. Yeah, that's not what this is about. Home building. So I'm fascinated with migration. I think it's so interesting to see how the country grows and moves, and where humans kind of look for better opportunity or look for a better life for so many factors. And then, here we go, looking through history again. When you look at the South as a farming culture, the North as a factory culture, and how we kind of hit at the turn of the century, meaning going into the 1900s, turn of the 20th century, where more people were living in cities than were living in rural lifestyles and on the farm, and less self-sufficient and more industrialized. And the U.S. kind of had that industrial revolution, arguably a little bit later, starting in the U.K. Now got to history. Started in the U.K. in the 1800s. Couldn't get around it. But I love that we had that industrial base in the Northeast, and we had this great manufacturing hub. And New York City was a huge manufacturing hub. And we had raw goods being produced in the South and then being rendered into goods for export in the Northeast. And for a long time, those were the migration patterns from farms into the North and in the Northeast for those manufacturing jobs. And for maybe a little bit more of a work-life balance, you weren't operating your farm. You had kind of set working hours, and although the hours were long and unregulated, it was still arguably, otherwise people wouldn't have done it. It was a better life. And I'm fascinated with that move. And then as we kind of deindustrialized, or some of the industry moved back to the South after World War II, and we had all this developable land in the South where industry could move there. And there are a lot of other political and social factors. There are, you know, unions, so large part. So a lot of manufacturing made sense to set up down there. And we had kind of a great lifestyle awakening to say, oh, it's warmer in the South. We have this great new thing called air conditioning. We can live in Georgia comfortably. We can live in North Carolina comfortably. We can live in South Virginia and kind of in that tidewater area comfortably now. And those areas grew in the middle of the century. And we saw a lot of that happening and play out. At the same time, the West was and it continues to grow, and kind of led by California, and then kind of spread out through there, and Seattle and all those other cities started to grow. So the country grew, and then people also moved around. And what I love is that that's still happening. And we'll look back on this era, and we moved around for other reasons. People remote work, a lot of the knowledge workers and those higher income people have relocated to areas with great quality of lives. Las Vegas is chief among them, Phoenix. And then with that, when you have that labor pool or talent pool, then you'll see advanced industries move there as well. Phoenix is actually probably the poster child for that, starting with Intel in the 60s, and then now they have TSMC. They're making a lot of fabs there. They're making microchips there and semiconductors. And it's fascinating to see that happen kind of from late 2010s push by the city to say, let's welcome this advanced industry. And they successfully recruited it. And I love it for them. And they've grown tremendously. And then growth breeds growth. So we're seeing that in our Sun Belt cities, and Las Vegas is a great example of that. We have industry and tourism, and we have some tech here, and we have just other areas that industries that support gaming and other cultural icons like UFC. There's a lot of economic activity here that breeds more economic activity. So all of this migration bears out in the numbers, and it's important, I feel, to talk about why before we talk about what are the numbers, to talk about why are people moving
I like
around,
it.
and
Yes.
people move around for the American dream. They move around for their own goals and ambitions, and I love to see it play out and see the hard numbers. So a number that stood out to me, and we have a full year of data on this, although we're in 2025, 2023 has solid numbers because everything's kind of been equalized and these were published. 25.5 million people changed residences in 2023. They moved. Their
Okay.
address changed. And a lot of that
Some same
is
state, same
many in the
cities.
same
Yes.
states, many in the same city,
Sure.
many down the road. But 20% of those people moved to another state. And that is referenced in DMV data, U-Haul data.
Yes.
It's hard. It's hard to track people, but you can kind of use those metrics to see trends and then compare them off of each other because not everyone uses a U-Haul, or not everyone uses a
Right.
moving truck, not
But the
everyone changes
DMV
their driver.
numbers are there. Right. So
DMV
that's
is
a great
pretty
statistic.
accurate,
Yes, that's a
right?
good one to
But
use,
it
right?
doesn't factor in children or non-drivers.
Oh,
So it's something to think about.
okay.
So there's a hole in every statistic,
Yes.
right? So I like looking at it with a grain of salt, but overall, I'm just looking at the trends and the numbers, even if they're 5% off, are massive, massive numbers. 25 million people, that is 10 Nevadas, moved residences, right? So the real estate agents in the audience probably love to hear that because that's a
Yes,
lot of real estate
yes, we
activity.
do.
And then the 20% moving to other states, that affects home builders and kind of comes back to trust home builders. And we're in a growing state like Nevada that has benefited from a lot of that migration. So when you look at Nevada as a microcosm and these trends kind of hold true to other Sun Belt states, the numbers are going to be a little bit different. Nevada's numbers are always skewed because we're really Las Vegas and desert. And Reno is a city in its own right, but it pales in comparison in terms of population size to the Las Vegas metro area. So we're probably doing quick math. I would say we're 90% of the Nevada population,
I would say we are,
right? But
yes,
that
it is
being
growing significantly down there. There's a lot of industry that's moving to the northern Nevada,
to Northern Nevada,
so
right?
it's
From
definitely,
Sacramento and from the Bay Area. But
yes,
it's
quickly.
just like how Nevada's numbers are skewed by the fact that we're a small state. There's only so many places to move in this state versus a Texas, which has Dallas, Houston, those huge metroplexes, Austin, San Antonio. They have just so much more capacity to take those additional people. So our percentages are usually high, percentages in terms of growth as a percentage of population, but the raw numbers don't always bear out. So these numbers are going to be a lot different for your larger
As we talked
states.
about the land in one of our previous episodes, we talked
Yeah.
about land and how much of it is held. You take a state the size of Nevada versus a state the size of Texas
Right.
and look at that population, it's
Right.
significantly different. We have so
That's right.
much open land here. We're just not built out in the same way
In the
that
same
other
way,
areas
and
are.
it's so much more fragmented in Texas, and there's a lot more room to grow. And I would argue that maybe water is not as much of a concern in Texas. I'm sure it's a concern there. They still have drought conditions many times. They hit those throughout the decades, but versus Nevada, which is perpetually in a drought, it feels like. But I feel that they also talk about zoning. We should have brought that up in our zoning episode. Texas has some of the loosest zoning regulations
Oh, do they?
and building regulations
Okay.
in the country. So you, for the most part, do not see a lot of urban planning in those suburbs, which is why you might drive down to Texas major highway and see a lot of residential butting right up onto it. There's just not that kind of land use and kind of overall visions for the cities. And that could be changing. I might be talking out of my, you know what, but I feel that, that's kind of been conventional wisdom that Texas has some of the loosest zoning laws. So with that, much more maybe arguably pro-growth than some of the other cities and states. So that being said, they're going to have much larger numbers. Mm-hmm. So getting into those numbers, though, if you look at just I love the way we look at data recently, because we're looking 2020 onward, which is a huge thing happened in 2020, if you were here for it, which is COVID. But also it cleanly started the decade. So we started this decade with a lot of just reshuffling, right? And it was this big kind of calamitous event that prompted, maybe in some ways, the way the wildfires are today in LA, it pushes people that were maybe 90% there. And a big event like a COVID or a wildfire or something like that that affects your life in the day to day might prompt you to look for a better life, especially if you were kind of already there. So when we look at the migration numbers, using Nevada as a microcosm, from 2020 to 2024, we saw about 400,000 new residents in Nevada. So 400,000, 369,000 inbound new residents to our state. In that same time period, 158,000 of those were from the state of California. So they represent almost half of the inbound migration to our state. So it's definitely something, yeah, it's definitely something to look at. Yeah. Yes. When you consider that we're a state of around 2.5 million people and a city of around 2.2, depending on where you draw the boundaries, 2.2 million. And in a 4-year period, we had, you know, over a quarter million people, significantly over a quarter million people relocate here. Now, our population didn't grow by that same amount because we did have some outward migration too. People maybe tried it here and then moved back or get pulled away for other job opportunities. But we are a sticky state. We do hold a lot of our people that do come here, and growth breeds growth. So that doesn't count just people that are born in those 4-year periods. And of course, people die and we lose people that way too. But it is...
Over time, you say it's a sticky state. I would say 5 to 8 to 5 years ago, it was very transient still. It wasn't, it has become more sticky as time has gone.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of hit a critical mass, and I felt it personally as a Nevada resident. I felt it around 2018. It just felt like, sounds stupid, but we got an IKEA and, you know,
right. Now we've grown to that capacity. We've been a big city.
We've got multiple professional sports teams here now. There's just a lot of legitimacy that our city has to say we have a football team with Las Vegas in front of it and a hockey team and a bunch of other ones. I don't know.
I do think that some of those things are lending itself to that people come and they want to stay versus previously. Right. I feel like it was a lot more transient. People came, people left and,
yeah,
and, you know.
I think people were coming here for maybe a quick buck in the 90s and the early 2000s. And then I also feel that the global financial crisis and the housing crisis that followed or caused it, however you want to look at it, we were really the epicenter of that. And that was kind of a purging as well. And a lot of the people that stayed or have moved since have only seen their home values go up and their economic opportunities and expand, and they start businesses here. They become home builders and they stay for those reasons, right? And I think that we're at that point now, and maybe it's a golden era, maybe it's a golden age that kind of has a life cycle to it, and we'll get so large that we'll start to push people out through maybe our traffic, or maybe our state will become less livable in that time period. I don't know if that's going to be in our lifetimes, but maybe there's a life cycle to states where they kind of hit that number, that carrying capacity. But I feel like we hit our first threshold of our critical mass to where we can draw people in and keep them here. And when there are people, then businesses come and corporations relocate and industry and things that can keep the economy viable and resilient. So I like seeing these numbers, and I like knowing that they're not just 370 in, 350 out. That's a nice feeling to see that. And we talked about in another episode on trends, household formation, which was huge. It was on the order of around 26,000 households a year being created, and or a net gain of 26,000 households per year, which is which is wild. We are outperforming by pretty much every metric. We're outperforming other metro areas. So nothing but growth in the future. Now, the country's growing, so these people are coming and they're being replaced sometimes in the states that they're coming from, but there are losers in this kind of episode of migration that we're in. And I depending on what you read, I feel that the biggest spike in migration of this decade might be behind us, and we might start to see it kind of level out. If you look at in 2021, about 8 million people moved states, and now we're down to around 5.5 million people moving around. We talked about interest rates. Some of that might be they're not in love with Michigan, but they have a 3% interest rate on their home and they don't hate it that badly. So there's things that are keeping people put. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many people move. The 25.5 million in 23, what does that look like in a more normal rate environment? Or if rates were to go down, I feel that people kind of have those golden handcuffs on now that might keep them put. So I think our biggest wave of migration for the decade is probably in the first half of it. And then I think we'll see it kind of calm down.
And I think we're past some of that golden handcuff thing. I think, like we talked about previously, people have come to terms with where we're.
They have. And there's a lot of things that I always say.
Beginning to come to terms.
I think so. Yeah. And we've had high rates for 2 years, almost three now. So, I mean, I would say above four, which is not high, but we've been not in the golden era of rates for at least about April 2022 is when you started seeing rates that started with a 5 handle. So we're coming up on 3 years. So my point is that all those homes that transact during that time, those people don't have golden handcuffs on them, right? So there are people that just have a 6% rate and just say, well, I am moving for this job opportunity or this lifestyle change, or I'm retiring and I'm not going to spend three more winters because my retirement home in Florida or in Las Vegas is going to have a 6% rate instead of a 4% rate. I just don't feel that stays. That might put you off for 3 or 4 months or even a year, but 2, 3, 4 years, are you going to watch your 60s tick by and your kids might live in that state that you want to move to, and your grandkids are now 4 because you didn't want to lose your 6% or your 3% rate for a 6%. I mean, give me a break. So I think, yeah.
Retirement. Or
yeah, how long are you really going to do that?
Situations, right. That cause people to consider moving.
That's right.
That are beyond their, you
know, that's right. Current and mortgage. The financial situation and the current might be enough to quell it, but it's not going to put it off entirely. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably where we're at, but I do feel that great restructuring is probably still, we might not see those numbers for the rest of the decade. The 2021 numbers, the 8.2 million, that's an astounding amount of people.
Amazing.
It really is. So when you think about trying to recreate those numbers, it's not likely. We talk about or think about who's losing. Really, it's the states that lost a lot of their manufacturing hubs and lost a lot of their industry otherwise kind of industry averse, like New Jersey, Illinois, Michigan, the places that have the weather working against them, have cost of living working against them, have maybe certain political climates working against them that just keep businesses from expanding, businesses from moving there, and people from relocating. So those are the states, for the most part, that are kind of the biggest losers. When it comes to the migration. And California, believe it or not, still ranks in the top 5 for attracting new residents.
It is surprising.
But it is not growing. It is not growing in population.
It's as many in as it.
Yeah, so it's actually a lot of people.
Wow. And we've felt that for years here.
We have, yeah. We have. We feel like a suburb to LA mm-hmm. many times. So I think that is a trend that shows no sign of reversing. But it's a state that attracts a lot of people, maybe people that come here for the first time as a, you know, to start their journey in the US. Maybe they start in California and fan their way out. Maybe that helps to prop up their numbers. But overall, they're losing. And you think you're a state that large and you're still losing population. You have all those people making babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. And that is one of those things that's ever fluid.
It is.
Right? Well, we'll be able to watch that and see mm-hmm. how the trends set over time. But interesting to look all the way back to 2023 because those are settled and set and we can see what has happened.
2024, right.
I feel like, is still, you know, the numbers are coming in and we haven't
yeah,
gelled.
We're barely a month into the next year.
Throughout the year. So So yeah, all right. Well, thank you for joining us on this topic of migration and how it's affecting the housing movement across the country and in Vegas specifically. So we look forward to seeing you next time on Trust the Process. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning into the Trust the Process podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify to stay in the loop with the latest insights, project updates, and everything in between. See you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.